There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I am the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Could this supplement be one of the most dangerous ways to boost dopamine? What I'm going to do is take a look at the potential dangers associated with using Mucuna pruriens as a means of boosting dopamine. What I'll do is take a look at the consequences associated with using Mucuna pruriens as a supplement or a nootropic to boost dopamine. Now, Mucuna pruriens is commonly known as velvet bean and has been traditionally used in the traditional Ayurvedic medicine system in India for thousands of years. And if we have a look at the historical applications for this particular herbal medicine, there are very strict and extreme certain scenarios where they would actually deploy Mucuna pruriens as a medicine to treat various types of diseases. Now, what we're seeing today is a lot of people are leaning towards Mucuna pruriens is a way to boost dopamine. And what I'm here to show you are the potential dangers associated with doing so. So why is Mucuna pruriens so dangerous to boost dopamine? It all comes back to the simple pathway associated with the production or the synthesis of dopamine. Now, one thing to bear in mind is that dopamine formation actually starts from the very beginning substrate of L-phenylalanine. Now, L-phenylalanine is an essential amino acid, which means that we find this in protein-rich foods. From phenylalanine, it then gets converted into tyrosine, and this is via phenylalanine hydroxylase. Then from tyrosine, you can see it goes to DOPA via tyrosine hydroxylase, and then aromatic amino acid decarboxylase, which eventually converts DOPA into our substrate, our favorite dopamine. Also factor in that dopamine can then go down other sequences and different pathways to eventually norepinephrine and epinephrine. And so my whole premise here is around the dangers associated with using Mucuna in this sort of context. Now, because Mucuna pruriens is so rich in L-DOPA, it's a naturally occurring source of L-DOPA, contains L-DOPA. By substituting, or I guess supplementing the brain with pure L-DOPA, we're bypassing two critical enzymes, phenylalanine hydroxylase and tyrosine hydroxylase. And so by bypassing these critical enzymes, it's almost like nuking or just a suicidal way to release dopamine or to accumulate dopamine in the brain. So what ends up happening is that it downregulates the production of these critical enzymes. So you could imagine what would happen when you withdraw from mucuna pruriens. And that brings me on to my second point, is whether or not mucuna pruriens can actually be used as a supplement. Now, my stance here is that mucuna pruriens can be used as a supplement to provide a boost. However, we want to be using it very sparingly, and we must avoid those supplements that are standardized above 15% L-DOPA. So many supplements are either standardized to say 20%, 25%, even 30% L-DOPA, or even sometimes 99%, which is essentially pharmaceutical grade L-DOPA. In this situation, we really want to be using this sparingly, maybe once every 2 weeks or maybe once a month or so in acute or crisis situations when you really need a lift. But to be honest, it's definitely not one we want to be using on a day-to-day basis, purely based on the fact that once we withdraw from like administration of mucuna, generally speaking, there is a massive state of withdrawal that occurs. And in fact, we operate in a very dopamine deficient state when we withdraw mucuna pruriens after long-term usage. And there are many people, including myself, who have experimented with this and tested it out and noted feeling very depleted and very flat the day or days after withdrawing from mucuna pruriens. And if you take a step back and identify what you think would occur if you did use pure L-DOPA, if we're going to be providing the brain with the easiest way to convert it into dopamine, you would think that it's one of the best strategies to do. However, what we're missing out on is some of the critical enzymes leading up to dopamine synthesis, which is why we see various threads online of guys and girls using mucuna pruriens and noting that they feel very drained and depleted following mucuna pruriens withdrawal. I also wanted to share this pretty interesting fact going beyond L-DOPA. So as I mentioned at the start of this video, L-DOPA is one of the many constituents found within mucuna pruriens. And what I want to present is actually this study here, which was really fascinating. The study was titled Levodopa or L-DOPA Reduced Mucuna Pruriens Seed Extract Shows Neuroprotective Effects Against Parkinson's Disease in Murine Microglia and Human Neuroblastoma Cells. What I want to note here is it's really interesting to see that mucuna pruriens is neuroprotective even without L-DOPA and is even beneficial in Parkinson's disease without L-DOPA. This goes to show you that there are many other constituents that are found within mucuna pruriens as a herb, and it doesn't always just come down to L-DOPA. Perhaps there's other compounds that can help to support dopamine synthesis or help with preserving dopamine neurons. This is really fascinating research, and it goes to show us that we need to factor in other components within these herbs, that it's not just one single isolate when it comes to treating various diseases. So obviously you're probably wondering now some other alternatives to mucuna pruriens. If you haven't already checked out my video where I talk about the supraphysiological dopamine stack, I put together this particular stack to boost dopamine. We had TTFD at a dosage of 50 milligrams, 9-MBC at 5 milligrams, bromantane at 25 milligrams, cordyceps extract at 500 milligrams, and L-phenylalanine at 1,000 milligrams, and then babchi seeds, about 2 to 3 seeds chewed. So if you want to learn more about that stack, do check out my other video. So hopefully you learned something new in this, and hopefully it gives you some insight into some of the potential dangers associated with using mucuna pruriens to boost dopamine. This is not to fully discredit the benefits of mucuna. There are many studies demonstrating positive effects on testosterone, positive effects on reducing prolactin, positive effects on mood states. But what I want to highlight are the potential downfalls associated with using Mucuna pruriens for a prolonged period.
Thank you everyone for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boostyourbiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.